Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. It's wild, man. Bird. Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Kathy chose Crocus's cover of Ballroom Blitz. Crocus. Are they still around? Is Crocus still around? They were pretty popular in the 80s, good old Crocus. They had some hair. Those guys had hair. Well, everybody in the 80s had hair. By that, I mean weird and bad hair, not just hair, because, you know, tons of people actually have hair just on their heads. So, Crocus. All right. Hey, everybody. We're going to continue with the music theme this morning. And, but you know, Dan, Robert is so incredibly knowledgeable about the Beatles. It's sickening.
It's stunning, yeah.
Isn't it really? I mean, it's just like he knows. I know a lot of Beatle fanatics, you know, and I know a lot of people who know a lot about them. I don't think I know anyone who knows more about the Beatles than that guy. It's insane. Esmeralda, I mean, it's ridiculous how much this guy knows. And his podcast is great, and his books are great. You should get his books, Esmeralda. I think you'd like them.
I do need some reading material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that you're living with V, you're gonna have to need something to read. I'm just kidding, of course. But the first one he wrote, the FAQ book, is phenomenal. Really, really, really good. And he wrote an entire book, Esmeralda, about Revolver.
That's awesome.
An entire book. So, yeah, but his knowledge seems to just be endless. Always great to have him on. And we'll have him back on in August because that's when the Fest for Beatles fans. Because for years it was called Beatle Fest. They can't legally call it Beatle Fest anymore. I don't know the details. I should have asked Robert. He'd know. I don't know the details of why Mr. Lapidus had to change it. But I went to Beatle Fest for like 20 years in a row, and it was always Beatle Fest. So I have a hard time. And I know it's been changed for about 20 years now, I think. And I'm still not used to it. Anyway, that comes up in August. We'll get him back in studio to talk more Beatles. All right, so we're continuing the trend here of talking about music stuff, and we're going to talk about songs that get you motivated. What songs would you play to get pumped up, you know, to get motivated? Yeah, I'm going to do it. This is great. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the Luther North Wildcat football team in the early 80s in the locker room before a game would crank up some Saga, which I am very proud of, that they would blast On the Loose by Saga. Esmeralda, you know the song On the Loose by Saga?
No.
You've heard it. You've heard swatches of it on the show.
Oh, okay, then
since
yes.
We've talked about... No, you wouldn't. Of course you don't know it, because you've only heard 30 seconds of it here and there that I would play every once in a while on the show. But that's... So what gets you going? What motivates you? Esmeralda, do you have any songs that like you can put on and get motivated?
I had to rack my brain a little bit just because there's so many, but then my pumping up is different from other people's. But I was thinking Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
Oh, okay. Holla, holla. People sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around. I can see that. I can see you jumping around like a loon and spinning on your head as Esmeralda the Heartmelda.
It, for some reason, makes me want to go fast.
That does? Does right. It make you want to wear a hefty bag?
Yes. Who wouldn't? Come on.
Wear a hefty bag and look and have someone look at you through a fisheye lens. That's
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dance around in the newsroom camera.
Yeah. There you go. Vic, do you have a song that gets you motivated?
You know, it depends on the situation. Like I was thinking earlier, one song that always, if I'm feeling down or I'm stressed about something that happened in my life, the one song that always never fails picks me up is, I think it's Johnny Nash, that I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Falling.
Yeah.
That song always gets me in a good mood.
We have this one. It's on this list that I have. It comes in at number seven.
Oh, awesome. Top
number seven
10.
On the list. But here's one of my favorite things. And let me get to this one real quick here. Okay, so because it's Vic's choice, it's also on this list.
And it depends on the situation. I have others.
But here's the one now. But here, I want to mention this because we had a really hilarious discovery about this song. Last year, was it, Dan? Don't,
it's not going to ruin it for me, is it?
Well, the lyrics may seem a little different after you hear this. Because, as you know, the title is I Can See Clearly Now, and the lyrics are I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, someone misheard it, because when we talk about misheard lyrics, we play them back, and someone misheard it as I Can See Clearly Now, Lorraine Is Gone. As,
I dated a Lorraine, and I wrote a song called Cross of, well, I think it was Cross.
Wait a second.
I'll have to, I can't remember
it. Hold on a second. Dan, do you hear this? Do you hear what he just said? What Vic just said?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. He just casually said this, Dan. So I told him that the misheard lyric is I Can See Clearly Now, Lorraine Is Gone. And then, Vic, tell him what you told me, what you just said.
I dated a girl named Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of stomped my heart, and so I wrote a song, and there was an interesting lyrical twist that I put in there about my thoughts don't cross Lorraine, and have you ever seen the cross of Lorraine, that little, so it was kind of a play on words, but you'd have to hear the whole thing.
Okay, well, now hold on, Dan. Casually, he's just like, yeah, I wrote a song.
Well, I used to write and play song. I used to play the guitar and write.
Well, the most interesting man in
no,
the world.
No, I'm telling you, every...
I can play the guitar, I can sing, but I don't do it
are
anymore.
Are you in Saga? Is that the next thing you're going to tell us?
That's going to be the huge...
I don't know what that is, by the way.
It's a prog rock band out of Canada that only I like.
You had a quick stint in Saga.
Now that's interesting. A rock band out of Prague.
No. As progressive, P-R-O-G. Not a Prague. No. A bunch of guys from Prague moved to Canada.
Rock is, obviously.
it's a short band. Do you know Rush and Yes?
Yeah.
Those bands? Those are Prague rock bands.
Oh, wow. So it's not a new thing.
No. No, it's not new at all. It's... as a songwriter,
I'm not as bad as my best friend of 20 years. He. This is the best of all time. This is back before Facebook. And on a computer, one of these military computers that we had in this base that we went to, it was a startup. It was a forward operating location that we went to, and in it. We had some music that they had put down on this computer, and he was saying, oh, look, it's got everything. It's got rock, reggae, R&B, genre. It was hilarious.
He included genre as a genre.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, listen, here. Let's hear your Johnny Nash song, and just, you can remember Lorraine as you hear these lyrics. Here we go. Oh, we don't have that's not the Lorraine part. That's the uplifting part. That's why it was pulled. That's why that phrase was pulled, because it's on the list, and it's one of the 10 motivated songs that'll get you motivated in 30 seconds. But if we get the actual lyric with I Can See Clearly Now, Lorraine Is Gone, you can hear that. So yet another layer to Vic Vaughn is revealed as a songwriter, a singer-songwriter.
Now, let's not upplay that one too much, because it's been a long time.
Okay.
A singer-songwriter. Who didn't play and sing guitar when they were in their 20s? I know? I know like three or four chords, and that you can play a lot of songs off three or four chords.
Yes, you can. AC/DC has proved that over the years. Here we go.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Oh, that's awesome. This would have been my...
I can see
favorite song.
Yeah. Isn't that the best?
If I had misheard those lyrics.
Yeah. And it's seriously, when we do that misheard lyrics segment, which we do, you know, every once in a while, it really does change the perception of a lot of songs. One of the best ones was Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Was Under the Mistletoe is Where I Drew Some Blood. Instead of Under the Bridge Downtown, Under the Mistletoe.
Wow.
There's a million of them, but we're that's a whole different segment. All right, we're talking about songs that motivate you. 312-981-7200. Songs that that get you going, that get you pumped up. And we'll talk more about that coming up. But we got a break here. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200. Russ chooses Karma Chameleon. Any song, any artist, anything, Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah! 312-981-7200. So we're back, and we're talking about songs that get you pumped up and motivated and ready to go. And we played I Can See Clearly Now, Lorraine Is Gone. And so now we're going to move on to some other ones that are on this list. But I want to find out first from Dan. Dan, do you have, besides the Titanic song?
Oh, God, that song's so good. I will go with this song. It's actually the first 25 seconds of a song. The entire song's fantastic. Uh-huh. But this first 25 seconds of the Arctic Monkeys song, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, I think is one of my favorite openings of a song of all time.
All right. Yeah. So you just, what, do you just run around and bust furniture when that comes on?
Yeah, jump in the mosh pit.
Yeah. And you talk about songs like that. There's so many Sabbath songs for me that do that for me. It's like 20 Sabbath songs that do that for me. You know what song, you're talking about openings of songs? You know, the great album by Buffalo Tom, which is like my favorite band, and we've had Bill Janovitz on, and hopefully we'll have him on again soon, because Let Me Come Over is a band, is an album by the band Buffalo Tom out of Boston. And it celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, which makes me feel like I'm in my 50s, which I am. So there's a song on that album, Dan, maybe you can find it, the opening of it, this song is called Velvet Roof. And as soon as that song starts, every time I've seen Buffalo Tom, yeah. Please. That song, you know, like every time they play it live, people just start punching each other in the face and screaming. but that album, Let Me Come Over, it's my favorite album of all time. Buffalo Tom's like my favorite band, and Taillights Fade is my favorite song of all time. So that album means a lot to me, and it celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, which is ridiculous. And that band never got the popularity that they deserved. One of the best bands ever. And Bill Janovitz is one of the best songwriters of all time. And he's a friend of mine now, which blows my mind. But, yeah, that album came out in February of 1992. And I was going through one of the worst breakups. Leslie Presley had broken up with me. And I was going through one of the worst breakups ever. And I listened to that album. That album and Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend. Those were the albums that were on high alert during that horrible breakup I was going through. Amazing. But anyway, we're going to try and get Bill back on. Bill's been on the show many times. As I said, he's a good guy. He's a good friend. He actually wrote music for a play that I wrote and directed, which is just still astonishing to me. We'll get him on to celebrate the 25th anniversary of one of the greatest albums ever recorded, Let Me Come Over. All right, here's one that's on the list. Esmeralda, see if you agree with this one. Do you agree that a song that will get you motivated in 30 seconds or less is Hero by Mariah Carey?
No.
Here's what they here's why they say it.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can't survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth.
Yeah. So the motivation that they're talking about, I think, on this list is more like motivational songs than like songs that get you pumped up, right?
Yeah, because I would have gone with, what is it, Emotions?
Yeah.
I heard that first song she has.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's also a sample of the song by, it's called Emotions, and she samples a song by Emotion.
Well, there you go.
And I think it's Best of My Love. Is it? Is it Best of My Love, or is it? No, I can't remember. I think it's Best of My Love that she samples on that. But yeah, these are more like, oh, I'm motivated now. I feel better about myself, as opposed to getting like motivated and pumped up like before a sporting event or something.
Right.
Okay. Well, we got
even then. I don't think I could.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for me.
No, that song, no. That's not, I wouldn't ever, I can't imagine a bunch of guys in the locker room before a football game putting on Hero by Mariah Carey. I don't see that. I don't see them going out and tearing the heads off of the defensemen at that point. So, all right, we got to take a break here. And then more motivational songs that get you pumped, all that cool stuff. And we have another round of pop-up video coming up a little bit later on. And Skip Skipley is on his way, Esmeralda.
Oh, my.
We're tracking his jet just like we track Santa Claus's sleigh every year.
It's the skip tracker.
That's the skip tracker. There it is. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this with the news.
Singles, jingles, and demos conveniently made. A studio musician whose music will die unplayed.
Oh. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Fly Jam Bob requested on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, anything. And he requested Rupert Holmes, studio musician. You mentioned how you weren't a fan, but Bob was wondering if you knew that Holmes wrote this song. I did not know. The only thing I know about Rupert Holmes is that he wrote that... Margarita song. No, not the Margarita song. The Pina Colada. Pina Colada song, and that Rick Moranis played him on Sassy TV. That's pretty much all I know. All right. We are talking about songs that get you motivated or get you pumped up. 312-981-7200. The list that I've got here now, I'm going to play a few of these, but the first list that I have in front of me, I have two of them. The first list that I have in front of me is more like motivated. It's motivational. It will make you feel better about your life and your loves. That kind of thing. So the next one on this list is this one.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What stops keep it lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you
Yeah, I would go with that. I personally think Since You've Been Gone is better, and I that song makes me want to throw furniture and bust chairs. I love that song. I unapologetically love. Well, first of all, I think Kelly Clarkson is unbelievably talented. Like an amazing voice, and that What's Stronger song, that's a good one. But man, that Since You've Been Gone song, that song is a jam. I remember when that song first came out, I was like, that's Kelly Clarkson? What in God's name is happening? So there's like three songs called Since You've Been Gone. There's a Kelly Clarkson song, Since You've Been Gone, which rules. And then there's a Rainbow, song by Rainbow called Since You've Been Gone. And then the Cars did a song called Since You're Gone. All three great songs. So if you want to have, if you want to write a great song, since you're gone or since you've been gone, choose that as your title, and it'll automatically be a great song.
It's like the Photograph theory,
right? Photograph. All songs titled "Photo." Well, except for the one by what was it? The terrible band that Nickelback did a song called "Photograph." Didn't isn't that what we discovered? Because I said the one by Ringo Starr is awesome. The one by Def Leppard is awesome. And then, of course, Nickelback's got to come in and screw everything up. All right, how about this one? This motivates me every time I watch Space Jam.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
Yeah. By the way, I was being sarcastic when I said that every time I watch Space Jam, I feel motivated because I can't stand that movie. I hate that movie. Oh, man. And I don't like that song. But I will say this. I have seen repeatedly all of the chapters of Trapped in the Closet. And have found that to be very motivated. Yeah. Esmeralda, I'm assuming you've seen Trapped in the Closet.
Yes.
It's the greatest. Because it's so awful. It's like hypnotic. It's so bad. But I watched, I just couldn't stop watching it. Can't stop watching it. We were going to do a stage version of it at the factory. With a full-on production of it, we were going to do it. There used to be a festival called the Abby Hoffman Died for Our Sins Festival, and it was put up by Mary Archie, the great Rich Katovsky. Mary Archie Theater closed down this past year, and they had their final Abby Hoffman Fest, and it was a theater fest that took place over the course of three straight days, nonstop. Nonstop. So you could see a show at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you see a show at noon, see a show at 8 in the morning. There was, and a bunch of Chicago theater companies would participate. The Factory participated pretty much every year with at least one or two shows. And I wanted to do Trapped in the Closet. I wanted to direct it. And we were all up for it. And so for some reason, it didn't happen. I think we thought we were going to get sued. You know, because R. Kelly is from Chicago and word might get back to him for some reason. We were just going to do it, you know, with no rights. We were just gonna do it. Because it would have been one night. It would have been like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, at a small theater on the second floor of a building at Broadway and Sheridan. Like, you know, how is that going to, you know, cause lawsuits? So. All right, how about this one? This is more of a, here's another motivational one, Esmeralda.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down, oh no. You are beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring you down, oh no.
Yeah.
So don't you bring me down today.
Yeah. She's got a good voice, man, that Christina Aguilera. Got a good voice. Hey, she's not on that voice show anymore, is she?
I don't think so.
They cycle out. Yeah, she is not currently on.
Because it's like Alicia Keys and then is it Gwen Stefani? Are the two ladies?
Yes.
And then Idiot with the
Miley Cyrus might be there, too. I'm not sure.
I think it's Gwen right now. Because Alicia Keys announced that she's leaving after this season.
Oh. And Tattoo Idiot is still there from Maroon 5.
I kind of like that guy.
And Adam Levine?
Yeah.
Well,
you ever heard him interviewed?
Yeah, no. You know what? I guess I just don't like him because his band sucks. That's probably why. And you know, I like that country guy who cheated on his wife with Gwen Stefani, though. The Blake Shelton dude. He's funny. You ever see him on Jimmy Fallon? He's hilarious on Jimmy Fallon. Whenever he's on Jimmy Fallon, he just makes fun of the show and Jimmy Fallon nonstop, which is why it's funny. just like he calls him an idiot, says his show stinks. And I know it's shtick, but it's funny because he's saying what everybody wants to say while you're watching the Jimmy Fallon show. I know Esmeralda feels that way. All right. All right. All right. How about this one real quick? I don't think I know this song. Leanne Womack?
Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
I don't know that song. You know that song, Dan?
Yeah, you know, that it was pretty popular in the soft rock, you know, because it was a crossover with the country
and all
that stuff. So
yeah, okay. Esmeralda, did you know that one?
No.
Neither did
I. No, I haven't heard it.
No, neither did I. All right, we're talking about songs that get you motivated. We got some texts coming in. And we'll get to the phone calls as well, 312-981-7200, and we'll play some more of these songs and talk about songs that get you motivated and pumped up. Yeah.
A Quinn Martin production.
That's correct. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. There you go. That's an example of Wild Card Wednesday. An 847 area code. Wanted to hear the theme song from the TV show Dan August, starring Burt Reynolds. I think that's pre-mustache Burt Reynolds. I believe he sans mustache. Dan August. Who the hell remembers that show besides 847? Wow. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about songs that get you going or get you motivated or motivate you in some possible way. Oh, my God, it's my dad. What is he doing up? Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
What are you doing up, man?
I took a nap, and now I can't sleep.
See, there you go, man. You can't. All right, buddy. So what you got a song that kind of gets you pumped up?
Oh, I got so many, you know, because I go way back.
Yes, you do. What did you pick, though?
I picked Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks.
Oh, well, okay.
And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury.
Yeah. Nice choice, Dad.
I got a new one that I like. I love Africa by Toto, and the one I like now is Don't Put the Blame on Me by Rag and Bone Man.
I have no idea what that is.
That is. It's good. You should.
All right.
Play it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dad. Try and get some sleep, and don't wake up Mom.
I won't.
See you later, buddy.
Okay, bye.
All right, see you. There you go. There's my dad. My dad's hip. He likes the Kinks. Oh, man. Here's Chris on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, your dad is pretty hip, man, I got to tell you.
Yeah, he's the best.
At first, I took the song Motivation a different way, and then I thought of what you said. And emotionally, to get me going, is the guy from Hawaii sings Over the Rainbow.
Okay.
Okay, you know what song
I do, yeah.
The one that really gets me going, though, where I'm pumped up, is Walk by Pantera.
Walk by Pantera, all right.
Walk, what do you say?
Yeah. See that one, Chris? That one fits the latter category of getting pumped up and ready to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or it's a nice walking down the aisle song when you get married.
Way. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Great show, man.
Thanks, man. See ya. All right. Here's one, Esmeralda. I'm guessing that you would probably agree with this. Oh, I played that one already.
Yes.
You agree with that one? All right. Sorry.
Lorraine is gone.
Lorraine is gone.
Good all riddance. Right. I do have your dad's song, by the way. The other one.
This Rag and Bone Man?
Rag and Bone Man.
Okay.
So it's called Human, but also Don't Put Your Blame on Me.
Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived? In what you believe, 'cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problem.
Oh, I know this song.
Some people out of love.
I didn't know who it was, but I know this song. So this is currently my dad's favorite song. He's got tastes all over the place, man. Wow.
Okay.
There you go. There you go, Dad. All right. All right, Esmeralda, this is the one I was referring to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. How about this one? This is for the millennials. Yeah. That's Tay Tay.
I really like that song.
Yeah.
Song of the Jam. I got into a text argument with my friend Adrian over that song earlier today.
Earlier wow. today?
Yes. Because he's buying a record player, and so he asked me what brand I have. And I said, just let me know when you get it. I'll let you borrow a copy of 1989. And he said, I could break it for you if that's what you're asking. And I said, dude, I'm not going to lie. That album's great. And he's just like, next time, just lie to me.
Have you? I mean, clearly it is a good album. What's his face covered it?
Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, you know, I would have probably echoed those sentiments, Dan, that your friend had. And also the genius of the Fate and the Furious when The Rock is giving the speech about how he loves Tay-Tay. That's all right, and then the final one on this list, then we'll move on to the ones that were really going to pump you up. This is before we break for the news, and here's this one. Left Shark. That's all I'm going to say. The highlight of that song is Left Shark and her boobs. There you go. All right. All right. So we're going to get to the other songs that are pumped up and get you going. We got a bunch of texts. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. And we're going to do another edition of the pop-up video. Skip Skipley is on his way.
Ride, Captain,
yeah.
Ride upon your mystery ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Damage. Here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 to 5. Steve Grzanich follows at 5 with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6. Wildcard Wednesday, yeah! Wildcard Wednesday continues, 847 area code. Requested Ride Captain Ride by Blues Image. Yet another one-hit wonder. All right, we're talking about songs that get you pumped up, that get you going, that get you motivated. And we got a bunch of texts here. Let me read some of them, and then we'll play a few more of the best pump-you-up songs. Steve says, when I played high school hockey in Minnesota back in the 70s, the band would play The Horse by Cliff Nobles and Company during the pregame warm-up, and it would fire up the team and send our fans into a frenzy. Jeez. Russ says, Metallica is my pump-up get-her-done music. All right. 708 area code says Detroit Rock City by Kiss, best workout song ever. 630 area code says Ventura Highway is my go-to song. Ventura Highway is gets you pumped up? Wow. 847 area code says the song Remember the Name motivates me. I don't think I know that one. 815 area code says It's a Wonderful World gets me going. See, that's one of those motivation songs. 847 area code says, you're the best around from Karate Kid. That really gets me going. That song is ridiculous. Danny, you remember that song? You're the best around. And nothing's going to ever get you down.
That is definitely an earworm.
Yeah. 630 area code says, Foo Fighters Walk. And then Brian, our good friend Brian Esmeralda. Music that gets me truly pumped is the entire score of Gymkhana.
Oh, wow.
Which coincidentally turns 32 years old today. Happy birthday to the grandest creation in cinematic history. Did not realize that Gymkhana was 32 years old today.
And you call yourself a movie man.
Exactly. I'm embarrassed that I didn't know that. All right. Some other songs that get people pumped up. Of course, this one. This is the classic one. I think this is probably, you know, one of the two go-tos immediately. I always say this, Dan, I don't know why Jim Peterik is still working. He loves music, that's why he's doing it, but he doesn't need to.
Not at all.
He wrote that damn song. So so there you go, man. Yeah, you guys are too young. Esmeralda, you weren't born when that song came out, because it was part of Rocky III, which came out in 1982. So Dan was one, you were not born yet.
Well, what month? Oh, wait, 82. Yeah,
82, no. Yeah. It was May, by the way. May of 82. So that was back when B96 became they became B96. But it wasn't like house music, because, you know, B96 now is dance music and house music and stuff. It still is, right?
Yeah, there's a little hip-hop in there.
Okay.
But it's a lot of, yeah, dance.
But back then, it was called Yeah, Man, it's Hot Hits! Yeah! And they played all the hot hits. And if you turned on B96 in the summer of 1982, just turned it on randomly, turned it off, and then turned it on again 15 minutes later randomly, they would be playing Eye of the Tiger. That's how often they played that damn song. All right, how about this one? Don't worry, baby. Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Cause, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Yeah. That's a great one. Get you going. It's also a fly jam. Let's go back to the days, Dan. You were, again, not very old, but this back in the day, the Cubs used to take the field at Wrigley to this damn song.
Jump. Might as well jump. Boy, jump.
I miss that, man. They should bring that back. When the Cubs would come out of the dugout and that song would play. Are you kidding me? We'd jump up like idiots and scream. And then they followed it up. It was jump because it started in 84. The movie, the book. What the hell is wrong with me? The album is 1984 by Van Halen. And the 1984 team used to, you know, use that song that season. And they ended up almost going to the World Series. I don't want to talk about what happened, but they ended up almost going to the World Series. And the 1984 team was one of the greatest teams in the history of the Chicago Cubs. And so they kept Jump as their music when they would come out onto the field for a few years after that. And then they switched it to this. Get this, Esmeralda. They go from Van Halen's Jump, which is a song that makes me think of happiness and Cubs and fun, and I love Jump, it rules, to the damn theme from St. Elmo's Fire. Not even the John Parr song, Man in Motion. Dan, can you find the St. Elmo's theme music?
When did they change it?
I think they kept, how long did they keep 1984? Dan, they kept it for a while.
They did.
I mean, into the 90s, I think. I think it was like maybe 1990 or 91, and then they switch over to the damn St. Elmo's Fire theme. No, not that one.
So you think that may have had a hand in...
In the curse? Well, they didn't win in 84 or 85 or 86 or 87 or 88. Well,
but they changed it in 84.
No. Yeah, well, they changed it to Jump in 84.
Oh, they changed it to Jump.
Yeah. That's when they debuted Jump because the album came out in 84, and then they kept it for a while. And then they, for some damn reason, they chose the theme music, the theme music from St. Elmo's Fire. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, why? I was at Wrigley, and I'm like, why? Why in God's name are they playing the music from St. Elmo's Fire as the Cubs are coming out onto the field? What is happening here? It was ridiculous. Can you find it or no, Dan? No, that's not it. It's not the John Parr. It's whoever did the score. It's the score for St. Elmo's Fire.
All right, we'll have to do it after the break.
Okay, do it after the break.
Coming up on YouTube.
Okay. All right. And I can't remember who did the score. I'd help you out, but I don't, because I don't remember who did the score to St. Elmo's Fire.
So wait, there wasn't any words?
No. There were no words. They just came out to whatever, and we'll find it at some point. Dan will find it. But that's what they came out to. And it was just such a letdown from going from Jump to that. And then knowing it's from St. Elmo's Fire, one of the worst movies ever made, I was like, what the hell is happening here? All right, we have to break here for weather and traffic. This is a Fly Jam. Have we ever played this on Fly Jams? I don't think we've ever played. How has this song not been played on Fly Jams Friday? Because it's fly as hell. It just got played on Wild Card Wednesday. That's Tavares with "It Only Takes a Minute to Fall in Love." 773 area code requested. That song is fly, man. Fly. Okay, we're talking about songs that get you motivated, get you pumped up, get you going. But then we started talking about, I was talking about Jump, because Jump was one of the songs that gets people motivated. And then I started talking about how the Cubs used to take the field to Jump, and then for some ungodly reason, one year they switched it over to the theme from St. Elmo's Fire. And Paula knows who did the theme from St. Elmo's Fire. Paula, who was it?
Oh, I think it was David Foster.
David Foster, does that ring up? Is that right? There we
go. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Kenny G.
Okay, now Esmeralda, picture me on opening day of whatever it was, 92 or 93, and instead of hearing Jump, I hear that as the Cubs take the field.
Yeah, I'm real confused.
Oh, and then where did you find the version with Kenny G on it? That's fantastic. All right. Yeah, so that was David Foster, Paul. I appreciate that. Now,
thank you. You know, when you start playing that, I could just see them coming out in the field like little fairy dancers.
It's just ridiculous.
You know, like little with little wings on them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Now, Paula, do you have a song that gets you going?
Well, I remember the Magnificent Seven. I mean, what a theme song.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear that. That's classic. Legendary. Legendary. One of the best themes ever in music, in movie history. Paula, thanks for the call.
Good night.
All right, see ya. You know, and they remade Magnificent Seven just this last year, and you had to wait until the very end of the movie, like halfway through the credits, before the damn theme came on. I was like, come on! Wasn't as bad as hearing the Cubs come out to that damn St. Elmo's fire. I can't. I was with Oaken. There was like 10 of us, and we expect to hear Jump, and we hear that damn song from St. Elmo's Fire. We all looked at each other and went, "Okay, who's going for beer? Because this is going to be a long game." Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
Morning, everyone. Okay, when that happened at the Cubs game, how many people just looked up at the booth and went, "Why?"
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened, man. I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, no, horrifying. But, horrifying.
Yeah, you're fine now. Hey, it's better now. But yeah. I was talking to Dan. You know, Pantera, anytime I heard Pantera, especially Vulgar Display of Power, Cowboys from Hell, I was running through brick walls, man. That Pantera just made me nuts. Especially the song Domination, the breakdown stomp riff and Domination. I'm jumping through windows, flipping chairs.
Yeah.
I'm like Popeye on spinach.
But gotcha.
all that aside, what a good motivational song for me has always been Earth, Wind, and Fire's You Are a Winner.
All right. Yeah. You can't go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Patrick.
No, that whole release is great. Oh, yeah, real quick, I finally saw Kong twice. I have not seen Colossal yet. We're still planning to go see that.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine had me over to his house. I got to see Ravager. Finally got to see
Ravager. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I was going to call and request Reggie's rap.
That would have been hilarious. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
All right.
That box set will be mine.
Okay. All right, Patrick, take care, man. All right. Time for one more. We'll just do this. This is the last one that we'll do. And this is the other classic. This is, we gotta hold on to what we made. Oh, no. We got the numbers mixed up. That's
no, one. You didn't.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Oh. Wait, here, hold on. That's what I wanted to play. Yeah, the Rocky theme. That's it, man. How many people just want to bust open 12 eggs and drink them? All right, we have to take a break. We got weather. Well, weather will be there, but we also have news, and that's coming up. And then afterwards, Skip Skipley has arrived, I believe, and Skip will be here, and we'll have another pop-up video round. All right, news is next after this break.